The best teams don't make the fewest mistakes. They talk about them. But does your team feel safe enough to speak up? Or are they staying silent and letting problems build? Honestly, family, most project failures have nothing to do with deadline, scope, or even budgets. It's because teams are too afraid to speak up. In today's episode, we're going to answer two questions. First question, is your team holding you back? Second question, are you creating a space where they feel safe to challenge the status quo? What is psychological safety? Psychological safety is the shared belief that team members can take interpersonal risk without facing negative consequences. It encourages open communication, risk-taking, and actually learning from mistakes. See, in project management, this fosters an environment where team members feel comfortable voicing their concerns and leading to better decision-making, which helps with risk mitigation. Who created psychological safety and why? Dr. Amy Edmondson coined the term while researching hospital teams. What she discovered was best teams were those that openly discussed their mistakes rather than hiding them. This insight applies directly to project management, where transparency prevents costly errors and promotes continuous improvement. There are four stages to psychological safety. See, Dr. Amy Edmondson's framework has evolved and is a structure model which was introduced by Dr. Timothy R. Clark, which breaks down psychological safety into four progressive stages. Inclusion safety, meaning feeling accepted as part of the team. Learner safety, feeling safe to ask questions and make mistakes. Contributor safety, feeling safe to share ideas and innovate. And challenger safety, feeling safe to challenge the status quo. Again, I'll say that inclusion safety, learning safety, contributor safety, as well as challenger safety. Now I'm going to unpack these four stages for you. First stage is inclusion safety. Why does it matter? See, individuals need to feel accepted and respected before they can fully participate. When team members experience exclusion, they disengage, leading to misalignment in project execution. Here's my actionable tip. Start meetings with inclusive discussions. Acknowledge diverse perspective and actively invite input from quieter team members. Number two, or I should say stage two, learning safety. This matters because learning should not be penalized. Teams that fear making mistakes avoid experimentation, leading to stagnation. This is why I said when I opened up today's episode, I used to always think because of the triple constraints, scope, time, cost, and quality, that's why projects fail. And some of it has something to do with it. But I also discovered in my journey in project management that it also had to do with people not feeling confident, or most of all, not, I shouldn't even say confident, feeling that they can speak up without them being attacked or telling them, no, I'll just put it to a side. When I started learning more about psychological safety, and I'm still learning this concept, I realized the importance of making sure that we're very more transparent, because I always took more of a transparent type approach, but these four stages really put it in perspective for me. So here's my actionable tip. Encourage a fail fast, learn faster culture by rewarding lessons learned from mistakes and promoting knowledge sharing sessions. Again, learner safety, just basically learning should not be penalized. Number three, contributor safety. Why it matters. If team members hesitate to contribute, innovation suffers. A project team must trust their ideals will be valued. If their ideals are not valued, I know from experience, and I've heard from other project managers, your team will shut down. They will just be there just to be there, just to say, check it off that they were at the meeting. Here's my actionable tip. Assign team members ownership of specific project areas and empower them to make decisions. Challenger safety. Why this matters? Without challenger safety, teams become complacent and miss opportunities for improvement. Challenging ideals should not be seen as a personal attack, but as a pathway to a better solution. Here's my actionable tip. Normalize constructive debate in meetings and reward those who propose alternative approaches. I love having constructive debates because this is when you can get to the root, not the surface layer, the root of really potential solutions or alternative approaches to solving whatever particular problem that we have. All right, now I'm going to really focus on psychological safety to be more specific to project management. I'm going to discuss the four specifics related to project management. And if you want me to do a part two and cover the rest of these, please send me a message that states, go all in. Again, go all in. Leave me a message, comment. If you're listening to this on the podcast, please hit me. You can find me anywhere. So again, go all in and I'll drop part two to this, which will basically be more to help you in your journey of project management. All right. The link between psychological safety and agile. Agile thrives on continuous feedback and adaptability. Without psychological safety, agile teams fail. This is why I've started mixing more at the agile mindset and my predictive projects, because again, the more transparent we are, the more adaptable we are, it really helps the team long term. Here's my actionable tip. Ensure Scrum retrospectives are blame free. Again, I'm going to repeat that because I've been in retrospectives where it wasn't blame free. It was, you did this, you, instead of really making it blame free and using the start, stop, continue method so we can encourage truly open discussion. All right, the role of psychological safety and stakeholder communication. If project managers feel unsafe communicating risk to executive, projects suffer due to withheld information. One of the things, here's my actionable tip, and I'm going to give some more context. Use data-driven storytelling when presenting risk to stakeholders so conversations remain factual, not emotional. This is something I learned when I had to start presenting to executives. The importance of providing data and facts, not emotions. In a court of law, if you've ever been in a court or watched it on TV, one of the things that they will say is when they started talking more emotional or and when I say emotional, not sticking to the facts, giving everything outside the context of the facts. The opposite side will say that's hearsay. And hearsay is saying that, hey, where are the facts to support that particular statement? So this is something I learned. Again, family, thinking outside the box, I started watching a lot of court. I'm fascinated with the whole, maybe one day I'll be a lawyer. I don't know. But I was just so fascinated with that because having the ability to really stick to the facts. What are the facts? Not what the hearsay information is, not something that we're making up and we can't tie a data-driven point to it. So it's important that we stick to the facts especially when you're having these conversations with executive, because they're going to ask you questions. And if it's not fact-driven and it's more emotional-driven, again, clarifying emotional, meaning that it has no ties to the actual fact. What is actually going on? Not something that is all over the place. Okay, I drained that point too long. How psychological safety impacts decision-making. Teams with low psychological safety engage in groupthink, making poor decisions because they fear other people's opinion. This is one of the things when you make the jump into project management, having the ability to break up this group thinking, and you'll be able to notice it. I'm telling you, as you continue to engage in more and more projects, you can see who's trying to dominate. And then once you figure that out, and then you figure out who's aligning with it, knowing that once you have a one-on-one, and the only way you'll find this out if you have a one-on-one conversation with them, because they won't do it in the group, but you have to make them feel comfortable to do it in the group so we can disrupt that group thinking, because group thinking does nothing collectively for the team. We might as well be operating in silos, and that's what it is. So here's my actionable tip. Assign someone the role in the meeting to encourage alternative viewpoints. I love doing this. I'll have somebody that has a viewpoint and I'll make a decision on someone to have an alternative viewpoint. Now, it looks like I'm the bad guy, which I'll accept that temporarily because I know this is going to help the team and that this person to have a viewpoint. And maybe sometimes I'll be the viewpoint. So that way it'll get the team, the alternative viewpoint, excuse me, because that'll get the team to understand, oh, we need to do more of this. And it makes them feel more comfortable. So I'll push back and say, no, let me tell you why I think we should go this route. Now you pick my information apart. This really helps the team long term. Encourage psychological safety in virtual teams. Remote teams often struggle with psychological safety due to the lack of face-to-face interaction. Here's my actionable tip. Hold regular check-ins with open-ended questions to gauge how team members feel and listen actively to their concerns. Here's my final thoughts, family, and I'll let you be on your way. I appreciate the opportunity. Again, the book is coming out really soon. I'll let everyone know. I may even just do a live where I talk about some of the highlights, the secrets of successful project managers. But anyway, let's move on to these final thoughts. Communication. Psychological safety does not mean avoiding difficult conversations. A lot of times people confuse psychological safety with having those, there's a book called Crucial Conversations, of having those difficult conversations. It's imperative. As a matter of fact, it's important that you have them. But it also means ensuring people can engage in honest dialogue without fear of being attacked, fear of being misunderstood. So it's up to the individual, to both individuals that are having that conversation, and whoever's giving the feedback, to the person that is receiving the feedback, to have an opportunity to ask questions to understand, what did you mean by that? Because this is what I'm understanding. And that's a good role-playing scenario where somebody says something to you or giving you feedback, and then you say, hey, this is what I'm interpreting, what I believe you're saying, instead of internalizing that. And they may not even said that or meant that. So that's one of the biggest takeaways there. Learning from mistakes. High-performing teams do not avoid mistakes. They adapt and they learn from them together. Start at the top. Psychological safety must be from a top-down initiative, meaning leaders must set example. And again, family, those four stages of psychological safety are inclusion safety, meaning feeling accepted as part of the team; learn safety, feeling safe to ask questions and make mistakes; contributor safety, feeling safe to share ideas and innovate; and then challenger safety, feeling safe to challenge the status quo. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.